And, you know, we found like a lot of our strategy on the tech side in our growth, you know, 25,000 clients doesn't just happen by, well, I've got a lot of friends who really trust me. You know, a lot of our growth came through M&A in those first couple years. And it was less M&A and more fire sale, which, you know, we were acquiring failing companies at pennies on the dollar and then turning them around following our process, which worked extremely well, except for the amount of staff that you would have to service everybody. But, you know, we learn as we go. Yeah. But getting to that size, so you have 25,000 clients, and then you approach vendors saying, I would like a quantity discount because instead of purchasing 50 licenses at a time, I could purchase 5,000 licenses at a time at the snap of a finger. So you're getting preferential pricing, and, you know, the vendors are getting a higher quantity with, they're getting, you know, all the vendors, they want certainty. I mean, that's what everybody wants in life, basically, is some degree of certainty. And I mean, there are the outliers that want to try the latest and greatest, and, you know, but in general, people want some sort of idea of knowing what to expect. So when you can provide that type of certainty to the vendor, then they're willing to give you breaks. So kind of the bigger you get, the stronger you are. And I don't want to use the word that you have leverage over them, but at the same time, you know, they will compete for your business when you've got so many things underneath you. And that was our experience with the explosive growth phase, which was great until it wasn't so great.